take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? It's easy to ignore our needs and spread ourselves too thin. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/popcastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/popcastpod.
Welcome to the New York Times Podcast, your y'all one of music news and criticism. It me, John Caramonica. Guys like albums? Well, too bad. Albums are dying. But you know what's popping? Songs. Songs are big.
Huge.
Huge. Last week, the crew was here to talk about the best albums of the year, perhaps the last year in American history that we'll be able to all gather around a table at the end of a year and assess albums. But with songs will never die, the drip, drip, drip of drip, drip, drip will never die. JP, John Perales, and I put together some songs lists. JP is here.
I am indeed.
Karen Gans is here.
Lists incoming.
Joe Coscarelli is here.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Coscarelli, if you are interested in what Joe Coscarelli's most played are, he did not publish a list, but he did publish a tweet.
That's true. I published a tweet.
So if you're into Roddy Ricch, get involved with that. We're going to play a lot of music on this episode. Not that we don't often play a lot of music, but there's a lot of songs to get through. There's a lot of strange, unusual. JP, you had a bunch of stuff on your list that I was unfamiliar with. I had some stuff that was a little bit left. So we want to share with the people, get them inside our heads, get our heads out here onto the podcast.
It's John Peel Caramonica.
Wow, wow. Real inside baseball for all you The Wire subscribers.
is that an inside baseball name for people who listen to music podcasts?
I don't know. You don't read our email account. JP, talk to us about the 1975.
Okay, that's the 1975, Love It If We Made It. Mm-hmm. It is the millennial's plight. It's total information overload. It's total queasiness. It's total, I want to make it anyway, even though the world is collapsing around me. I thought it was kind of a nice, symptomatic 2018 song.
Rest in peace to Lil Peep. The poetry is in the streets. These are the kind of lines that are on this song.
You guys may have seen that all the erotic content is being pulled off Tumblr before the end of the year, so that means no more 1975.
Yeah, rest in peace to 1975.
It's over for you guys.
Maddie Healy's modeling career
end. It's totally over. But JP, your number two, speaking of anti-millennials, your number two is like potentially the polar opposite.
Yeah, I thought I'd change it up.
That's right.
I mean, you know, when we're doing these song lists, I now am kind of conflicted between variety and the poor people who are listening to this as a Spotify playlist and getting whiplash.
I like that.
People listen to playlists?
I want to shuffle your list and John's list.
Yeah, wow. You better do that.
Wow.
But anyway, I put on Sade, The Big Unknown. She's sort of sneaking back after long silence. Mm-hmm. This is a deeply morose, bleak, slow, sad, I lost love, but I'm going to hold myself together kind of song, and I just liked it.
I think this is the closing song from Widows, the new Steve McQueen movie, right?
So she's getting sync rights. That's good.
Yes.
Only love could bring us to this bitter plain. Only one of us. Here in the deep below,
So we talked a little bit last week about my song of the year, which is really a songs of the year, which is really a body of work of the year. We talked about...
You can't follow rules, can you?
I do also want to point out, literally on cue, last week when I was talking about albums and I was like, someone is going to be like, you can't put two albums. And literally within 5 minutes of me posting my albums list today, or a songs list, some guy on Twitter was just like, are you aware that Mo Bamba and Liv Sheck West are not one song?
Mm. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Did this person not count the number of
Karen,
songs?
Do you, is this your Karen, was this a troll account that you started?
I'm the one who said you could do as many as you wanted.
That's right. So anyway, I put a bunch of Bad Bunny songs, which we've listened to and we will continue to listen to. But let's get a little deeper.
Well, John, did you put them together because they all sound the same?
Oh,
are you hating on Bad Bunny? Wow.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Am I going to get washed 2 weeks in a row on Popcast?
By Perales?
Y'all take turns. Y'all took turns last week. I put them together because I believe that they are all exceptional, number one. And number two, what I really wanted to capture is that this year there really was just one song. And that one song was the siren call of Bad Bunny's moan. Mana, mana, mana. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it.
But we're not going to talk about Bad Bunny. I feel like we're going to have a Bad Bunny podcast, TK.
When he gets around to releasing an album.
In 2024. So let's talk about two songs by Sheck West. Let's listen to one of the two. Let's listen to Live Sheck West.
Sheck West. West.
Dying Sheck West.
West West.
Live Sheck West. Jump dying Sheck West.
Sheck West.
Live Sheck West. Jump dying Sheck West.
Live Sheck West. Jump dying Sheck West. Live Sheck West. Jump dying Sheck West. Live Sheck West. Bitch, I'm dying Sheck West. Live Sheck. Live Sheck West. Jump dying Sheck West. The Harlem boy Sheck West. I've always been a man. All my followers in these streets. Straight the followers on the gram. Mulches, I had rain. Ain't have ACs, I had fans.
So yes, two Sheck West songs, Live Sheck West and Mo Bamba. Mo Bamba, also a Diary of a Song alumna.
Mm, check it out. YouTube.
Sheck West, me. I struggled with Mudboy as an album. I think there's a lot of soft spots.
Yeah, I tried to sell you on it as a Lil B album and you weren't buying it.
No, it is... I'd have to be more sold on Lil B albums.
Okay, fair enough.
Probably to buy that.
But why do these songs work for you where his others don't?
So, obviously, one of the things we've seen in the last 2-3 years is this kind of like reductio ad absurdum punk energy coming, bubbling up from SoundCloud and into the hip-hop mainstream. But there is this kind of almost like a quasi-absurdist strain when you look at like Pump and Perp and so on and so forth. What I like is that Sheck West's version of that is actually very grounded.
Mm.
It feels New York specific. It feels kind of authoritative. It feels as loose and perhaps almost improvised as the finest.
Literally improvised.
Yes, the finest Playboy Cardi songs.
Wow.
Yeah, but there's like concrete in the middle of it. And these are the two songs on the album that I think really do that very well. If we're not going to play Bad Bunny, I will play at least one other Spanish language record. Unwell with Romeo. I'm so sad to mispronounce the title of this song before I've even tried to pronounce it on Popcast. Ella Kier Beber remix. I got one of those words right.
Not bad.
You should have John Perales read that out loud.
Okay, so some of you people who follow me on Instagram might know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Might know that I tend to drive an IG story when I hear songs I really like. And this is a song I can tell you exactly where I was when I first heard it, because I remember what the IG story was. I was by Juniors on Flatbush, and this came on the radio on La Mega, and I was just so gobsmacked by it. By the vocal tone, the way that Romeo and Unwell were bleeding into each other. I got very lucky I didn't get into an accident that night. So anyway.
Always cool to hear songs for the first time on the radio. I miss that.
Yeah, really great. This song, tremendous. And I hope you guys enjoyed it too.
I'm going to show you I'm the king of this shit. Cuando una mujer decide ser mala y no quiere dueño, probablemente un hombre le engañó en su vida sin sentimientos. Rumba, el pasado lo enterró en la tumba. La mala tiene vida, la buena es la difunta. Ahora, al carajo la envidia de todas. Todo bobo, aunque se le acerque, ya lo ignora. Tan calladita que era la nena, ahora es candela. La veo cazando con 20 botellas, presiento un problema. Yo soy servicial con sus deseos. Si me pide como aquel y yo la meto. No me gustan chamaquitas, solo hago lo que la baby le excita. Él le falló y la traicionó. Ahora ella va a vengarse en mi cama.
Ella quiere ver.
JP, we're going to pivot back to your list.
Okay. Whiplash.
You've got some stuff. Okay, some things we've talked about in other contexts. We both had Shallow right around there. We talked about Kendrick a little bit previously. Let's see. Oh, you got Fatoumata Diawara on here.
And Tarini. She's a Malian singer. She's based in Paris. She got some rock guys to sneak in behind her. It's another just beautiful song. Interesting rhythms. It's about somebody left behind, missing someone who's emigrated. You need the translation for.
Sure.
But I've gone for songs in part because sometimes full albums don't hold up. Sometimes there's just, you know, one standout tune. And I think this is a standout tune on her album that came out last year. But also it's different. And it's not one of the standard rhythms that are heard on the radio, on Spotify core. And I would like it to, I'd like to percolate a little more into the algorithms.
Well, let's listen to Entorini.
Jarabi ma peganyalo nyela nterini nterini ngabedisa nekanua. I want to know.
Matters in small ways, like how coffee is made or how a wooden table is built piece by piece, and in not so small ways, like how your money is cared for. At UBS, we elevate investing to a craft. We deliver our services with passion, expertise, and meticulous attention to detail. This is what investing means to UBS, not just work, but a craft. Discover more at ubs.com/craft. The value of investments may fall as well as rise, and you may not get back the amount originally invested.
My name is Thomas Gibbons-Neff. I'm a journalist at the New York Times. I served in the Marine Corps as an infantryman. When it comes to reporting on the front line, a lot of the same basics are at play. You're looking at the map of where you're going. If you're on a paved road, field roads, you know, is there a hospital nearby? Is your body armor affixed with a first aid kit? Does everyone know where that first aid kit is? We arrive into a military position. I get out of the car. I look at my watch. You know, I set a timer, no more than an hour. I'm listening for drones, jets, check in with the team. Is everyone comfortable? And if they are, then we proceed. Frontline reporting is dangerous, but I think nothing is more important than talking to the people involved, you know, hearing their stories and being able to connect that with people thousands of miles away. Anything that can make something like this more personal, I think, is well worth the risk. New York Times subscribers make it possible for us to keep doing this vital coverage. If you'd like to subscribe, you can do that at nytimes.com/subscribe.
While we're here, do we kill Spotify Core? Do we do that?
You think it's gone?
I think it's diminished.
Let's table this for 2019. We'll come back to it.
Just throwing it out there. If we did that.
I don't know. I looked at the Billboard most played list.
It was on there.
Spotify Core still exists. All
right. Karen, I know you haven't made lists yet, but what are your favorite songs of the year that aren't Honey by Robin?
You're putting me on the spot.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, I mean,
it wouldn't be any 21 Pilots song, would it?
Oh!
They're on the albums list. I like to do it, actually. I will.
Do you do it the way I do it?
I don't, no overlap.
How
so
do you do
if you're
it?
On the albums list, you can't be on the singles list.
Yeah,
that's the rule.
That's roughly, I used to struggle with that because I genuinely believe that they should both be independently authoritative lists on their own, but then you need to have space. Like, you can't just be like, Drake's on the albums list and here's seven great Drake songs.
Yeah.
Like, you have to find, that's my compromise, is basically like, if you're on the albums list, a song from those albums cannot be on the song
list. That was usually my Paz and Jop rule, RIP.
Yeah.
I'll come back to you. I'll come up with, while you guys are going back and forth, I'll come up with some songs.
Okay, cool.
Joe, you want to play Roddy Ricch?
I do want to play Roddy Ricch.
Yeah!
I just wrote a list of songs I listened to a lot this year because
with links,
you know, I don't have critical facility. But
but you do only, have a counter on your Spotify.
Only
it's
emotional.
It's not even that.
Emotional
facility. Emotional. I just love music, you know? What can I say? Roddy Ricch, he's from Compton, but he sounds like he's from Atlanta. This is just a really poignant, beautiful song, and the video is great too, and I think he's going to have a big year in 2019. It's called Die Young. I'm
in London. I ain't trying to die young, so I got to ride with one. Stood 10 toes down in my Balenciaga. He ran out on it. That's a shot. Cold hearted with the blocker. Gotta keep it on me, I wanna die young. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. I'ma gon' post bail, just look at my wrist. Tell me why the legends always gotta die quick. When I'm in traffic, gotta slide with the beam on me. Cause I keep out 10 racks bustin' out the jeans on me. Be hatin', I'm rich, it's all about the cream, homie. If I ever get caught lackin', they gon' slide. Ever since I got the rollie, I ain't got the time. Flawless diamond, can't never block the shine. They know I'm ballin' in the city like DeRozan. Gotta keep my d*** around me, I can't do the wrong friend. I was knocking down walls, now they closing in. Hopped off the porch and then I hopped inside the Porsche, ayy. Be in the side, I'ma be the main course. Whip the rolls like a young maid. I ain't tryna die young, so I gotta ride with one.
Okay, I want to play the best Rocky song, ASAP Rocky song from this year.
And from many years past.
Yes.
And in
the
my
best,
opinion.
And the best Tyler, the Creator song of this year, and it was not on any album. It is called Potato Salad. There was a video, looks like it was filmed on an iPhone in like a park in Paris. Tyler is wearing a Chanel purse around his neck.
Oh my God, just pure joy.
It's so special. They so clearly like each other, just as like... They're just two buddies. They're just like
trying to make each other laugh.
Just having a great time, dressing well. And we're going to play the Tyler verse because Tyler will tell us what he needs to tell us in the time that he needs to tell it to us. However, if you want to know what kind of home Tyler lives in or desires to live in and what kind of people he would like to populate that home, listen to this part of the Tyler verse on Potato Salad.
Shout out ASAP Rocky, man. Org in the building, man. What's good? Is that potato salad? Yo, listen. Ziggin', give me the cold shoulder, I can speak for myself. So I keep a hot waist and alligator the belt. Ain't got a belt with the holster. I ain't playing games, but got some little Ziggin' would do it, so I pass the controller. You can press the next out, triangle your nose. Pause your life if you squares, try to mess with my O's. Whoa, so cut the crap like dish barbers. Cause we really with the beef like cars and they get fathers. We get dollars, give them the bin baller. Exchange for them chains, I saw shiny with thick water. I got back pains, neck heavy like whipped cream, I whip clean, and they all white, I whip cream, and cop boards, and I draw a stick, I whip cream, and cop cribs, I got more space than big jeans, y'all sleeping on me, explain why they got ish dreams, I'm alien, got the laser gun with the big beam, married to the money, my shit green, no I don't sit with me, and ride around in rockets like yeah, I mean, y'all weak. They thought I was goofy and all mouses. Double see my luggage and fill them with comb blouses. Y'all cop my nigga, I cop houses and fill them with some Leo to capture some cold sprouses. Where we Rocky, ASAP, golf boy, where we at in Perry.
Also, as someone who owns a couple of comb blouses, I feel seen by this record. That's my number 7. And my number 8. Okay, Karen, I see that you embedded it into the...
It's because it's the only song that was not on Spotify.
Exactly, right. So, all right. Every now and again, you're on the Explore page, and you just find something. It just pops up. And a thing that was happening quite a bit this year are these acoustic ukulele versions of extremely regional Southern rap songs done by this guy named Einar Banks.
Rich has one too, I think. Yeah.
So, Einar Banks... You know, I've read a couple interviews with him. He's just, like, networking very, very well. He'll show up anywhere. He'll do songs with anybody. Most of them, it's a little like ode to Nicky Heaton. You know what I mean? It's
wow.
You know, it's not my favorite stuff. And the arrangement that he does is not that complicated. This song, I had never heard the original when I first sort of scrolled past it. And part of what's funny about it is in the video, you only see Einar Banks in the beginning. He's sitting on a car, and then the guy who sings, whose name is Project Youngin, literally crawls out of the car over the windshield onto the hood of the car.
I gotta see this.
It's really good. So the song is called Thug Soldiers. The version is Thug Soldiers Acoustic.
Link in bio.
Yes, link in bio. It's on YouTube. It's in deep Instagram. I then went to listen to actual Thug Soldiers, and it is so auto-tuned, it is so fast, it's really struggle. And Project Youngin is a guy got in some trouble this year by faking his own death in a video.
It's that guy?
Yeah, it's that guy. Right. So if I had known it was that guy, maybe I wouldn't have been sympathetic, but I didn't know it was that guy. And instead, I got 1 minute and 22 seconds of complete gut-wrenching oral pain. Thug Soldiers Acoustic.
All my niggas that ain't gon' just know I love ya. Been marred the time from the shine to the struggle. Tired of seeing your pictures one more time, just wanna hug you. From the blood jugging hard to the clubbing, gotta be a man in these streets. And if he from around here won't understand in these streets, gotta watch your back, a nigga jack somewhere your homie be creep. Get the f*** out the man, make sure your family eat. Yeah, yeah, all my thug soldiers be ready to bust quick. But
JP, in the middle of your list, you got some stuff going on here. You've got, let's talk, you got 10 Tricks Point Never. You got Sophie.
Yep.
Got Julia Holter.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about these records.
Well, the 10 Tricks Point Never is the one he wrote for Usher and got rejected.
Is that true?
Yes.
What?
Is this when Usher was searching for weird records?
Yeah.
When he made Climax with Diplo?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow, I didn't know that. I mean, I knew that, but I didn't know this.
Yeah. 10 Tricks Point Never, who's electronic, wild-eyed genius, being as melodic and R&B as he can, but of course he's still, like, deeply out there. I think it's about a radio station, but I'm not sure.
It's called The Station. Let's listen to it. It's called The Station.
It's spooky.
So just imagine Usher singing on this.
From the bottom of the bottom, I
And then you've got Sophie, Grammy nominee Sophie.
Yeah.
It's called It's Okay to Cry. Talk to us about that Sophie record.
I think Sophie's got a real hardworking brain. The record didn't quite do it for me, the album didn't quite do it for me. But this, Sophie is usually extremely hard-edged, extremely shiny, extremely brittle music. Mm-hmm. And this is a big, lush ballad, reassuring ballad. I mean, in another universe, this would be a Grammy-nominated song of the year because it's just so plush and heartfelt. So it's in my list.
Scares you. All of the big occasions you might have missed. No, I accept you. And I don't even need to know your reasons. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay. I think you sometimes forget I would know you best. I hope you don't take this the wrong way. Inside is your best side. Oh, hi. Was that a teardrop in your eye? I never thought I'd see you cry. Just know whatever hurts, it's all mine. It's okay to cry. It's okay to cry. Oh, hi. See the truth through all the lies. Even after all this time, just know you've got nothing to hide. It's okay to cry. So
I have a plush and heartfelt song that's definitely going to be on my list.
Yes.
It's a now for something completely different moment. It's a band called Palace Winter. I think I put this in a Louder newsletter like really, really early in the year, but that's I still am listening to this song.
That's where the deep cuts are. Mm-hmm.
I know. That's where when I don't have time. That's
it's true.
I try to mark the songs that everyone's going to know that I like in the document that we share for the playlist. And nobody wanted to write up the song but me.
Will some dedicated podcast listener please assemble a Spotify playlist of songs that Karen has mentioned in the intros to Louder newsletters?
Totally. I should probably do that.
Subscribe to the newsletter.
Yeah, while we're at it, subscribe to the newsletter.
Louder. Oh, my God. Do you not subscribe to Louder?
NYTimes.com/newsletters and then search for Louder.
If you haven't already subscribed to Louder...
It's a gift.
Yeah.
It's the most Gans writing you're going to get in your inbox every week.
That's really true.
Very casual. But Palace Winter is a band that I know almost nothing about, except that it's two people. One's Australian, one's Danish. And the song is called Take Shelter. And it's one of those things that just kind of embeds in your head and you cannot, forget about it.
So I'm excited to hear it.
I'm excited for you to hear it.
In my mind, it's all the way things are. Slowly fade to the air. In my mind, it's all the way things were. I remember.
And also, I mean, I probably should have put this on the albums podcast. And I know, you know, we're careful not to do too much plugging of Friends of the Podcast.
Wow.
But I'm going to do it. And if you're all very angry at me, we can cut it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I apologize. Oh, my God. But the Metric record that came out this year was really good. I'm sorry. I know. It's hard to.
Here's the deal. We can keep it, but only if you allow us to roast you for doing it.
That's fine.
Okay. So you go ahead and do it. And we're going to keep all of this.
Metric.
This conversation stays.
This negotiation can stay.
Yes.
I have a lot of friends that make music, and I only talk about the ones whose music I like. I can still have a critical mind. I'm trying
Leave
to make a
alone.
Point that I can differentiate between music I like and music I don't
yeah,
like.
You know
and
when
be
your friends,
friends
make
somebody.
Bad music.
Yes. And this
As
Metric record is outstanding.
I don't have any friends.
Anyway, I haven't read everybody's year end list yet, but I was disappointed that I didn't see it on too many of them. There are a lot of really, really strong. Since we're talking, this is the songs podcast, not album. There's a lot of really strong songs. Let's listen to Now or Never Now.
We'll allow it.
Okay. I'll stop talking briefly.
Can we talk about country for a second?
What's your country song of the year?
Besides
Meant to Be.
Besides Shallow. Besides Estamos Bien.
Yes.
So this was not a great year for country music. I put the Carrie Underwood record, Cry Pretty, on my list. But I wanted to play someone who I think doesn't get enough attention, and that's William Michael Morgan. I guess we're coming out of the gentleman era, but in the gentleman era, he was like the most gentleman, the cowboy gentleman, the like starched Wrangler gentleman. Lovely voice, very George Strait, early George Strait influenced. And he put out 3 or 4 songs this year, kind of like dripped them out, just like a rapper, just dropping songs.
Or like Sam Hunt.
Never. R.I.P. Yo, what happened to Downtown's Dead? I mean, I got a lot of questions about what's up with Sam Hunt. But William Michael Morgan put out a few songs, and I put my favorite one on the list, and it is called Broken Hearted. And it is funny. It is well-written. It is concise. It is like Maddie and Tay, Girl in a Country Song, funny. So let's listen to William Michael Morgan's Broken Hearted.
Ain't no crying in your bed. Ain't no she walked out the door. Ain't nobody broken hearted and country music anymore. Everybody's hooking up, getting down, tearing up their little town, loading up their cooler and they're heading south beach bound, working on their tan, koozie on a beer can, party every night, throwing up their hands. Ain't no crying in your bed. Ain't no she climb the wall, crazy, searching for a sad one on the radio dial. But all I
I also put Mitchell Tenpenny's Drunk Me, and I just want to apologize for putting words Mitchell Tenpenny in the New York Times.
You're too late now. Right,
I've asked you this before, probably last year. What percentage of your list is a troll?
Okay. Can I just look real fast?
Yeah, do a little estimating. Because I still see your Jacob Sartorius blurb going around Twitter a year later.
Oh, my God.
What about my Maddie B blurb?
Maddie B left behind.
Yo, seriously, I've never been sadder than watching Maddie B grow up. Also, not seeing Maddie B in Atlanta when I went to the Drake show. Yeah. I was really hoping I'd be sitting near Maddie B, but that didn't happen.
Next time.
What percent is a troll?
You got two Bad Baby songs on there.
I mean, that's nothing trolly about that. That's just facts. That's just good rap music. Okay, there's one. Okay, if we're talking about pure trolls or just like partial
just
trolls.
I would
say
science.
I would say there are about four or five songs that have some percent. They're trolling someone.
Okay.
And John Perillis, what would you say your percentage is?
JP's just shaking his head.
JP is like, I was at the New York Times for so many years, and now you're here, and you're trolling people with the best songs list, and that's not how it's supposed to be done.
No, you're welcome to troll.
Thank you.
But I don't.
That's right. So tell us.
I troll you.
That's true. That's fine. So tell us.
But actually, I want to do an untrolled song. I want to do a really good song. I'm going to do a song that's
so
stuck
not
in
from
my
list.
No, no. which I stuck at number three, Roseanne Cash. She remembers everything.
Yeah.
It's written with Sam Phillips. Sam Phillips' voice is in there somewhere. It's about trauma, and it's about reverb guitars, and I find myself humming it. It's a really dark song. It's a really sort of film noir kind of song, and it should be up there. And now we can put it on the podcast.
That's what it's here for.
She like a streak of fire, a pane of glass, beating heart. All the mirrors, all the smoke, charades of Valentine's. Versions of the third degree, yours and hers and mine. I didn't know then my enemy, my treasured friend.
Like a trio that we're talking about. We all landed.
Finally, podcast in harmony.
Yes.
It seems like on our list, we all put a Boy Genius song. We all put different ones.
Talk about a rapcore supergroup. Boy Genius is here. Salt in the Wound is what I put on my songs list.
Mm-hmm.
It was this or Ketchum, Idaho for me.
Right. And those are definitely strong ones. But yeah. I felt like they put out six songs on this EP. They're all pretty strong. And mm-hmm. I go back and forth. I settled on Me and My Dog as my favorite of the year. That's a Phoebe Bridgers-led one. But, you know, I could have easily gone with Salt in the Wound, which has the sort of ripping guitar part and crescendo that I think is cool. And JP,
and I went for Bite the Hand.
Yeah. Bite the Hand.
Let's listen to Bite the Hand.
I can't hear you. You're too far away. I can't see you. The light is in my face. I can't touch you. I wouldn't if I could. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to. Bye.
promise I will.
A Boy Genius song?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so again, and just to be clear, Boy Genius is the supergroup featuring...
Oh yeah, we haven't said their names.
Lucy Dacus, Phoebe Bridgers, and Julian Baker.
The god.
Yes.
The god.
And I was thinking about Lucy Dacus' Night Shift, which I saw on a lot of year-end lists, which is also, I think, one of the more striking songs of the year.
Yeah, that was a contender for mine. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to double up.
You could have done more than one song entry, a la
next year, boy, we're trolling.
I'm going to keep you to that.
Oh, man. JP, I'm so sorry that I undid your decades of hard work to build up the New York Times as a critical authority. And
Let me ask you guys something. Because I was, you know, again, like I do this on Twitter because I'm a music fan, not a music critic. But I was thinking about the sort of lack of smash hits on your lists. You know, you have popular songs on there, but I would say in terms of songs that sort of quote unquote defined the year, no Sicko Mode. No God's Plan or Nice for What, you know.
Well,
no,
that's
big
the Drake rule.
So you put that in your album.
Yeah, stuff. For me, that's album. Sicko Mode, to be honest, I think Stop Trying to Be a God is a better. That's my Travis
right,
entry.
Right, you put that in for Travis.
Yeah, Sicko Mode is not as good.
And JP, did you sort of avoid big singles on purpose for the sake of discovery, or was it just they just didn't land for you?
Most of them didn't land. I mean, I did Cardi B's in there because I do think she's working the pop celebrity job now better than anyone of catchy tunes plus social media plus like general presence.
And you picked I Like It?
Yeah.
So, and we both had Shallow.
Shallow, yes.
Mm-hmm. A smash.
A great
talk about future Pulitzer winners. Future Kennedy Center winners.
Yes. And any Thank You Next from you guys?
Thank You Next. I had it in number 16 or 17.
And I had Ariana in my albums list.
Just to push back on what you were saying, I think that my top six entries are all popular.
Okay.
Bad Bunny, Block Boy JB and Drake, Live Alive.
That's a big song.
It's a very big song. LMA,
her
two big hits. Sheik Alas, Mo Bamba's big. The On Well song is a big Latin record. And Bradley Cooper, who is the most important American roots singer.
Okay, all right.
So basically, you're just brainwashed by radio.
I mean, I have a car. That's what I do. I have plenty of obscure things, some of which I will be getting into more in the year 2019, and just wait on that. One song I wanted to underscore, the Blood Orange album. I didn't love the Blood Orange album. It's not my favorite. I didn't like it as much as the previous one. But I really was taken with this song that had these Diddy vocals on them.
Mm-hmm. That is a cool song.
It feels really conceptual. It kind of understands Diddy as accent piece really well, and then centering the accent piece at the actual center of the song and sort of like building a record around it. Because there's this lusciousness when Diddy starts talking, just speaking, not rapping. You hear him talking on other people's records. And I don't know, you hear the continuity to the kind of like the soul music that he grew up on. But it's very rarely isolated. It's always in service of something. And I think what Dev Hynes did here is center it and be like, I'm going to make a song premised upon this thing. And I just think it's really excellent. So it's called Hope.
Yo. Smile when you come around, yeah. Bring hope when you come around, yeah. I still smile when you come around, yeah. Bring hope when you come around, yeah. I still smile when you come around, yeah. I bring hope, what? I bring hope, yeah. I bring hope, yeah. I bring hope, yeah. Bring hope when you come around. Yeah, I sometimes I ask myself, like, you know, what is it gonna take for me not to be afraid to be loved the way like I really wanna be loved? But that I know how I really wanna be loved. But I'm like scared to really, really feel that. You know, it's like you want something, but you don't know if you can handle it.
JP, anything that you wanna get into before we go out?
You mentioned Julia Holter earlier.
Yeah.
Julia Holter is not so much a songwriter as what you call a composer.
Yeah.
She's classically trained. She summons amazing combinations of things from medieval poetry to drum machines. She released an album called Aviary that I'm still sort of wandering my way through. It's very dense. It's full of ideas, but it has a banger on it.
That's right.
And this is the song, I Shall Love Too.
Well, let's close out with one more banger. I think we all know that in 2018, rap music went in a bunch of directions that were maybe unexpected or unanticipated. And if you were paying attention, the words "don't get geeked up, you might get beat up" might mean something to you. Just a word to our haters. I know that if I was in the battlefield, there's no one I'd want as a defender more than Daniel Bergoli. So let's go out with Geeked. Daniel Bergoli featuring Lil Baby.
Yeah, I hit a cause I got nothing to lose. But it all cash, I got something to prove. And I'm just with them, I got nothing to do. Running through these checks like the ones on my shoes. So don't get geeked up, make it beat up. Tell that I'm moving in cause of Lisa. Don't get geeked up, make it beat up. Moving how I want it with my feet up. Yeah, my nails.
That is our show. We actually still have so much more year-end content coming your way. It's almost as if 2019 will never come, and we're going to be living in 2018 for the foreseeable future, but with some exciting twists and turns. Listen to every podcast ever at nytimes.com/podcast. Email us at podcast@nytimes.com. Tell us what you thought about our lists if you haven't already told us on Twitter. Certainly everybody who said that my list was dumb has already come out and shared that experience.
No,
not everyone.
Not everyone. Okay. Oh, you guys are waiting until later is what's happening.
To fire up our dummy accounts.
Yes.
Our burners.
Email us at podcast@nytimes.com and subscribe to the podcast anywhere you get your audio content. Our producer is Pedro Rosado from Headstepper Media, and we will be back in a week. Pull off Viper, I'm my dream the right one. Ballin', I go mic joint. She hear why I'm recording. On FaceTime, I'm recording. Just for show, I'm important. All my spots got glass. Still got no.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.